This is Colourful Radio.
What was it like when you realised that he was a fan of yours?
Fantastic, you know. What can I say? I mean, I've been listening to Stevie Wonder since I was knee high to a grasshopper, and it was just fate that I managed to get to meet him and then end up working with him. I first met him in about 87, 88. I don't remember this because I saw a picture, because I've seen him a few times. And then in 92, I saw him again. He'd heard my second album, and he said he wanted to write me some music from then. So, I was hooked. And then I managed to get into a studio with him about 94, but he fell asleep because it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Lovely.
Because Stevie keeps going, because you know if it's day or night. He just keeps going until he drops asleep.
Well, he doesn't know if it's day or night, does he?
Exactly. So he just kept going on. But anyway, that time didn't work. And it wasn't until 2000 that I got a phone call out of the blue saying, "Yo, man, your boy's in town." I'm like, who's that? He goes, "Stevie." I go, "Stevie who?" And he goes,
"Is that what he's going on?"
Well, I didn't recognise his voice. Not like he calls me every day.
Yeah.
And he said he was in town, so I got to hang out with him. And let me tell you, man, the man don't have to pay for anything ever again because people love him so much.
Yeah.
We take him to restaurants and they were giving him the food and clubs and stuff. It was just crazy. And then at the end of all this, he called me up and said, "Yeah, let's go studio. I got a tune for you." I was like, wow. We went in, finished up like late next day. And then I got a phone call again to say, "Yeah, I got another tune. Let's go."
Really?
Yeah, let's go to the studio. So then I ended up with two songs, but I put the better of the two on the album. But yeah, I mean, the man is everything you would wish for in meeting your idol to happen did happen at the studio, because he was on the keyboards, he was on the drums, he was singing, you know, he was just hanging out with everybody as well. So it was just an experience, definitely.
My heart's beating fast for you. I mean, were you not starstruck like Alex from X Factor, who sung with Beyonce?
Well, not so much, you know, because I met him a few times.
Yeah.
And I've actually sung with him on a French TV show as well called Tara Tata, and that was bit daunting for me as well, because it was singing "Don't You Worry About a Thing," and
yeah,
I know that song inside out. But to sing with a man, you know what I mean?
Gosh,
yeah, was I had to have the lyrics in front of me because I just lost all control at that time. But it was something else.
That is amazing. That's absolutely beautiful.
This is Colourful Radio.